This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Democrats are applauding a federal agreement that will lower prescription drug costs for seniors. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Medicare has negotiated new prescription drug prices for 10 common high-cost medications. Congresswoman Diana DeGette says this is a major step in the fight to lower drug costs so patients don't break the bank for the care they need. The new pricing won't go into effect until 2026. Kristen Link Young is a healthcare advisor for President Biden.
The key point here is that these are really significant savings for seniors and for the program that are going to put money back in folks' pockets.
The reductions are expected to save seniors more than $1 billion in out-of-pocket costs, as well as save the American taxpayer $6 billion. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Department of Transportation has to backtrack on a construction project already underway in Poncha Springs due to a design flaw. The project at the intersection of Highway 50 and Highway 285 already has new center medians. CDOT spokesperson Lisa Swantes says those medians created too sharp a turn for big rig trucks.
You know, we don't ever want to have to go back to the drawing board with a design, but you know, mistakes happen. There's human error.
Swantes says the change means the project will take longer than anticipated and will cost more, though she doesn't know by how much. And the U.S. Navy Blue Angels are in Colorado Springs this weekend as part of the Pikes Peak Regional Air Show. The flight team is similar to the Air Force Thunderbirds, flying FA-18s in precise patterns, close together and at high speeds. This is CPR News in KRCC.